Quran, Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has said that a person who sends 50 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, I will shake hand with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatam wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, once again we are blessed with this wonderful opportunity to learn Ilme Deen. And this particular silsila towards understanding the Holy Quran, we discuss few verses of the glorious Quran with brief tafsir. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will be discussing the ayat number 134 of Surah Al-Baqarah and few more verses along with it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. تلك أمة قد خلت لها ما كسبت ولكم ما كسبتم ولا تسألون عما كانوا يعملون.
Translation from Kanz al-Iman. This is a nation that has passed. For them is what they have earned, and for you is what you earn, and you shall not be questioned regarding their deeds. The word in this verse, this is a nation, refers to the nation of Ibrahim, Yaqub, and his sons, alayhimus salam. It is a community that has passed on. It has gone before. For them is what they have earned. The reward for their deeds is for them. So the Jews will not benefit from their good deeds. The Jews are being addressed here, and they are told that everyone is accountable for his own deeds and will be rewarded or punished accordingly on the day of judgment.
وقالوا كونوا هودا أو نصارى تهتدوا قل بل ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين.
And the people of the book said, become Jews or Christians, you will find the way towards guidance. Say you, O beloved, rather, we actually take the religion of Ibrahim, who was detached from every falsehood and was not of the polytheists. In this verse, it is explained that the people of the book proposed that one has to be a Jew or a Christian to be rightly guided. This was mentioned first by the Jews of Medina and followed by the Christians of Najran. Allah Azza wa Jal responded by saying to his beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, say to them, O beloved Prophet, rather we follow the faith of Ibrahim, the one who was detached from all other false religions, as he was always remained a truly pure and real monotheist, that is, Muwahhid. And he was not of the idol worshippers. Both of these groups had deviated from the guidance of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and only the Muslims are the true adherents of the faith of all the prophets of Allah alayhi salam.
قولوا آمنا بالله وما أنزل إلينا وما أنزل إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق وما أنزل إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط وما أوتي موسى وعيسى وما أوتي النبيون من ربهم لا نفرق بين أحد منهم ونحن له مسلمون.
O Muslims, say in this manner that we believe in Allah and what was revealed to us and what was revealed to Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq and Yaqub and upon their children, and what was bestowed to Musa and Isa, and what was given to the rest of the prophets from their Lord. We do not distinguish between any of them in the matter of believing in their prophethood. And we are in submission in the majestic court of Allah. We as Muslims believe in Allah Azza wa Jal and in that which has been revealed for us to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the Holy Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal revealed to Ibrahim alayhi salam, also a messenger of Allah, upon whom was revealed 10 scrolls, which are known as sahifas. Neither scrolls nor holy book were revealed to them. Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub alayhi salam and his sons were all prophets, but not messengers, which means neither scrolls nor holy books were revealed to them. They preached the scrolls revealed to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Holy books were revealed to Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. We as Muslims do not make any distinction between them, but rather believe in every prophet of Allah, all of them numbering a total of 124,000 more or less. Only Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam know the exact figure. So therefore, when we talk about the numbers of prophets, we must always use the word more or less. So we are required by the law of Islam to love, accept, honor, and respect all prophets, alayhim as-salam, and to make no difference between any of them in the sense of believing in some and disbelieving in others in the manner of the Jews and the Christians, and to submit to only one Allah. This is the way of the Muslims.
فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اهْتَدَوْا وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقُ فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.
If they, i.e. the Jews, then also believe in the same way as you, O companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, have believed, so they are then rightly guided. And if they turn their faces away, so they are in mere stubbornness. So, O beloved, soon Allah will suffice for you against them. And only He is the all-hearing, the all-knowing. We understand the quality of a true believer in this verse. A true believer is he who follows the examples set by those who were personally taught by the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, i.e. the blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Every one of them are described as stars of guidance. If we follow any of them, we will be rightly guided. In this verse, Allah Azza wa Jal says that if the Jews and the Christians believe in the likes of what you believe in, then they are truly guided. And if they turn away from believing in it, then they are clearly in opposition to you. They are on misguidance. Allah Azza wa Jal assured the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he will be sufficient against them and their evil plans, as he is the hearer of all their sayings and knower of all their circumstances. This is the verse that the third caliph of Islam, the noble and respected Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was reciting when he was martyred. His blessed blood fell on that part of the verse that stated, soon Allah will suffice for you against them.
Sibghat Allah, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ صِبْغَةً وَنَحْنُ لَهُ عَابِدُونَ.
Say to them, we took upon ourselves the color of Allah, that is Islam. And whose color is better than the color of Allah? And we worship only Him. This verse refers to a custom of the Jews and Christians, whereby they used to anoint their newborns and new converts with what they referred to as holy water to turn them into true Jews or Christians, currently known as the term baptism. Their false notion is refuted in this verse that your artificial color is of no use. We Muslims are privileged to acquire the spiritual color of the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal, which is the true beliefs of Islam and piety. And whose color can be better than the color of the religion of Allah? Thus, we worship Him alone. So only the religion of Allah, the religion of Islam, is the best, because that's the color of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Again, we have learned few verses from the Holy Quran. with brief tafsir and commentary. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice upon Quran and Sunnah, and may we become good practicing Muslims wherever in the world you are. Stay in touch with Dawat Islami, travel in Madani Kafilas, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah.
Quran, Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran, towards understanding the Holy